Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Agriculture markets today across the board, grains and cattle were lower today. We had corn 3.5 cents lower in December, down to 375.5, just 0.5 cent off of the low of 375. Beans, which were stronger for the most part of the day, closed down 5.25 in November at 905.25, 1.25 off the lows. And then wheat was kind of the dog today, lower 5.75 lower in the Chicago, down to 502.5. December Kansas City down to 497, down 3.75. We're back below that critical $5 level, which was thought to be support. Next level of support, you could go all the way down to the let's say another 20 to 30 cents lower in the Chicago December. I suppose that if it rains in the eastern Ukraine and parts of some of the drier areas, even here in the United States, that could put pressure on it as the wheat comes up, and if it starts to look good with the world wheat condition and supply factors, that there could possibly be more downside. The U.S. dollar index higher today after being down for 3 or 4 days in a row. It's up about 45 points, puts it at 94.5 on the December dollar. So any strength there would probably hurt other commodities. Crude oil is actually coming back to unchanged after being down most of the day, and the Dow Jones is up significantly.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
As of midday today, the hedge funds have been net sellers across the board, about 3,000 contracts of wheat, 3,000 or 4,000 contracts of corn. And they're buying beans this morning, but it looks like they're going to end up selling it to probably be about even on the day. Big report today for the soybeans. They had the National Oilseed Producers soybean crush for the month of September. It was 126.7 million bushels. That was a little bit lower than expected. The expectation was 129.2, and that was probably one of the reasons why beans sold off the latter half of the day. Last year, though, it was 100, so we're quite a bit higher than where we were last year. Last year was a relatively low year. 2 years ago was 110, so still a really big number. Last month is 135.3 million bushels, so overall that was kind of thought to be negative, a little bit lower than what was expected. Hedge funds are about neutral. Beans probably a little bit long about 10 million bushels. Corn, they're long 420 million bushels, and then wheat short about 110. Tomorrow morning, delayed one day because of the Monday holiday or the export sales. Wheat's expected 250 to 450, corn 450 to 650, and then beans anywhere from 1 to 1.5 million metric tons.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, December live cattle down 87 at 136.55. February down 92 at 138.57. November feeder cattle down 105 at 185.90. January down 162 at 179.20. December lean hogs unchanged, 66.82. February down 32 at 69.12. December Kansas City wheat down 4.5 at 496.25. March down 4.5 at 511.25. December Chicago wheat down 5.75 at 502 and a half. March down 5 3/4 at 5 10 and a half. December corn down 3 1/2 at 3 75 and a half. March down 3 1/4 at 3 86 and a half. November soybeans down 5 1/4 at 9 05 and a quarter. January down 5 1/4 at 9 09. And December cotton down 32 at 63 44. March down 33 at 63 31. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.